From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Muslim leaders, having met in Istanbul, condemn President Donald Trump's declaration that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas said the U.S. decision is a shock for all U.N. resolutions and dissolves those which America had approved. Host Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan invited other countries to join the Organization of Islamic Cooperation in recognizing the city as the occupied capital of the state of Palestine.
But Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said it would be best if Palestinians recognize reality and act for the sake of peace, not extremism.
An OIC communique said the U.S. move forfeits its role as an honest broker in reaching an Israeli-Palestinian peace deal. Heather Nauert is a U.S. State Department spokesperson.
I think we hope to continue to try to work with both Israelis and the Palestinians to try to force some sort of meaningful peace agreement so that they could sit down and have talks about this. We will continue to back that. We will continue to try to support both sides of it.
Meanwhile, Israel has closed its border crossings with Gaza in response to rocket fire over the past week. Israeli aircraft targeted Hamas facilities in retaliation. Aid agencies and the UN have warned that hunger has surged in Democratic Republic of Congo, with some 400,000 children at risk of starvation due to conflict, displacement, declining agricultural output, and funding shortages. The UN blamed militia violence, which began last year in central Kasai region, for leading to an eightfold increase in hunger affecting more than 3 million people. Thousands have been killed, hundreds of thousands have been displaced by the fighting. This is VOA News. French President Emmanuel Macron Wednesday hosted the leaders of the so-called G5 Sahel region, who formed a 4,000-person multinational force to tackle the growing threat of jihadism.
En ce qui nous concerne, le G5 Sahel, nous sommes conscients.
Malian President Ibrahim Boubacar Keïta warned that time is running out. He said he expects an influx of Islamic State fighters heading back to the region following defeats in Iraq and Syria. Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates pledged more than $150 million in support of the Sahel anti-insurgency effort. UN Special Syria Envoy Stéphane de Mistura has called on Russia to convince Syria to clinch a peace deal to end the nearly seven-year conflict. He told Swiss television failure to make peace quickly could lead to a fragmentation of the country. Russia intervened on the side of Damascus more than 2 years ago. President Vladimir Putin has been pushing a Syrian Congress on national dialogue to reach a settlement between the government and rebels. The Red Cross, one of the few agencies given wide access Wednesday, said the Rohingya Muslims who remain behind in Myanmar's western Rakhine state are so traumatized by a security crackdown that life is virtually ground to a halt. Dominic Stillhart is the ICRC's Global Operations Director.
And what really struck me during my visit is that life has stopped in its track because people are simply scared to even leave their villages, access their fields, go to the markets, and there are hardly any people moving around. And you can really see that life has come to a halt.
More than 600,000 Rohingyas fled the crackdown. Stillhart estimates just about 300,000 are left in Myanmar, also known as Burma. Ecuador's Vice President Jorge Glass was sentenced by a court Wednesday to 6 years in prison for receiving illegal kickbacks from a Brazilian construction company in exchange for state contracts. He's accused of pocketing more than $13 million. His lawyer has vowed to appeal. A suicide bomber disguised as a policeman blew himself up inside a police training camp in the Somali capital Mogadishu Thursday, reportedly killing at least 10 policemen. Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility. President Donald Trump says if Congress sends him a tax bill by Christmas, Americans will start seeing lower taxes and bigger paychecks in February.
As a candidate, I promised we would pass a massive tax cut for the everyday working American families who are the backbone and the heartbeat of our country.
Trump spoke at the White House Wednesday as House and Senate negotiators appear to be close to agreement on a single tax plan. Indonesia's constitutional court has narrowly rejected a petition to make extramarital sex illegal. The court said this was a matter for the parliament. Some rights groups said the real target was homosexual activity. Indonesia does not allow same-sex marriages. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.